Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Bruins begin a four-game road trip tonight out in Anaheim against the Ducks.
Ducks are good. People are talking about them.
Ducks are quacking pretty loudly this year. They lead the Pacific Division. So yeah, this would be a quality win on the Jones and Keefe standing formula.
It would be.
This would count as that. 10 o'clock puck drop. Then they're off tomorrow. Then they get L.A. Then they're off on Saturday. Then they get San Jose on Sunday. Then they come back east, however, continuing the road trip against the Islanders. Four-game road trip.
Yep.
What are you taking? 2-2?
One and three. 1-3.
1-3?
Yeah.
That's the prediction.
Yeah.
You'd feel all right about 2-2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's right.
Just keep treading water.
I would feel fine with a 500 road trip.
Yeah, okay.
The prediction is 1-3. See what happened with the Ducks, though, Keith?
Yeah.
This season.
What happened with the Ducks?
They went out and got Tex. They went out and got Julie the Cat Gaffney.
They added
Keenan.
Couldn't play Iceland.
Next thing you know, it's kind of like an all-star roster over there.
Kenny Wu.
Thank you very much.
So just like too much talent and they couldn't play well together?
Well, yeah. Well, it was a bit of a goalie controversy. It was kind of like having Allmark and you still had Banksy.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like
many
having
people from Minnesota on that team.
It was a Minnesota heavy roster.
Conway, trash player.
You didn't like Charlie Conway? No, he's trash. In fact, he gave up his
Spazway for a reason.
He gave up his spot for Keenan on the team. He knew he was that bad.
He knew he was
bad.
If
the coach wasn't involved with his mother, he wouldn't be on the team.
Yeah, but then what happened
coach
to her?
Sleeping with your mom.
What happened to her on the second one? Because he kind of moved on pretty quick to the teacher that was with him there, whatever her name was.
Don't forget they turned their back on the country to become the Ducks.
It's true.
Yeah, and like that.
But I think that improved their team. I do think that helped their team this year.
At least they won't be wearing the all-orange uniforms. You know what was funny about
this? Are we sure about that?
Well, that was a road game, wasn't it? So maybe that's what I'm saying. But they were the Anaheim Mighty Ducks when they first took over.
Yeah, they didn't really even try to hide that.
But then they were like, oh, let's drop that. That's corny. It's like, you guys came up with it. You wanted to be like the Super Disney team. You had the cool logo. Kids loved it. But then they're like, what, we want to be more adult now?
Mighty Ducks was cooler than the Ducks. And no offense to the Oregon
they
Ducks.
They did give away a sweet duck mask earlier this year. If you look up the duck mask giveaway.
Yeah,
it's
I do like a duck.
Do you think I haven't looked that up?
Yeah, obviously.
I just thought that's why they're good. They're giving away cool duck masks.
Keith retweeted it and he was hoping to get one. Oh, did you ever get that helmet, by the way?
Oh, no.
You didn't?
Well, they haven't contacted me yet.
I don't just because you retweeted it.
I didn't want to say anything.
You got it? You got the helmet?
I didn't get it.
You have to wear it the whole show.
That would have been such a good win, though.
Do you think they actually gave it away or is it just like a fake promotion for retweets?
For clout?
Yeah. You're doing it for clicks.
Yeah.
No, but then weren't they the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim?
Yeah.
I feel like just like the Angels, like they do this fancy thing where like they want to be from L.A., but they're not. So they're like Anaheim. Then they're embarrassed about Anaheim.
Well, but
now they're just simply the Anaheim Ducks, but they've had like four different versions.
That really is like a Cam Schlittler level thing where like around here we care that like he's not from Boston.
Yeah.
But like I could give two craps how far Anaheim is from L.A. Just call them the L.A. Ducks for all I care.
It doesn't matter.
But people there,
they're
like, well, that's not L.A. Mm-hmm. And you're actually 3 hours of traffic away and you take the 405 to
Disneyland,
the 5.
Though.
Like they actually care about all that there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight game's at 10.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly then you're over. Look back and watch me
scrub bag.
All on the floor.
Scrub bag.
Give me some more.
Scrub bag.
Till you get so
scrub bag.
So a quick backstory on that one.
I thought Eminem was about to clip it.
Just the Akon part. I got an email, keef@weei.com with that one. I believe that was from JJ, and he said, I understand it may have been like a little strange to have my daughter help me out on that one, but he was like, she walked in while I was trying to record these and she wanted to help. So here we are. That's a good one though.
Wow. That's a good way to hide from your kids though. Is be like, hey,
I'm doing grab bags.
I'm doing grab bags in here. Go talk to your mom.
How long?
Like,
would
that's
it
a
take?
Good way to hide from your family. I haven't tried that one yet.
If somebody listening, and yeah. a lot of you have, and we thank you, but if you're recording a grab bag for this,
how long does that take?
It's somebody who has no idea. How would you explain it to them? What's the quickest way you could explain what you were doing? Well, there's a show that at the end of their show, they do like stuff they didn't get to, but then they separate each story with a sound from a movie or a song.
Yeah.
And you swap out a couple words for grab bag.
I think.
And then they play them. You're like, okay.
They're like, put me on the clock. I'll explain it. I got this in less than 60 seconds. I can get there.
Yeah.
But no, I thought you liked the idea of how long does it take to
make a grab bag?
Yeah.
Well, based on some that we've got.
Some longer than others, yeah.
Some pretty quick, yeah.
Did I really just forget that melody?
When I grab bag.
Then you go gave me just a little bit of
grab bag.
Celtics off for the next couple of nights, Jones. How long did that one take?
Yeah, that was a quicker one, I feel like.
They take on Brooklyn once again on Friday, the long-awaited rematch between the Celtics and the Nets from last night's game back here at home. I shudder to even ask, are you going to that game too?
I will not
Big time? No.
But that feels like one where seat upgrades would be in play. That feels like the type of game where you can get upgraded.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
That's one where you don't have much time to hide from your family. Your family finds you. They didn't even know you were gone.
Giannis Antetokounmpo out 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. So groin injury for the Greek freak. Milwaukee's not off to a very good start.
No.
Now he's going to miss several games. That's not ideal.
No.
Hey, guys, you missed bad Leroy Brown, grabbiest bag in the whole damn town, grabbier than old King Kong, baggier than a junkyard dog, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Big college basketball game tonight, Jones. Number 3, UConn, taking on number 4, Arizona.
Whoa!
Here at Stores, Connecticut.
Boy, that's UConn, a good one. They're playing against all the good freshmen. They had a dance at the Garden last week.
Yeah.
Called Pete in this game. So interesting. I do like how the grab bags get inceptioned, by the way, because I'm pretty sure how that happened.
How'd that happen?
We were doing our top 5 Browns.
Yeah, and we forgot bad Leroy
Brown.
The
Patriots are playing Cleveland.
Yeah.
Greg texted in bad Leroy Brown.
And then
somebody
like,
goes,
ding! Light bulb.
I do like, I'm pretty sure that's how all the dots connected.
Those light bulb.
Yeah.
Come back upstairs, honey. I'll give you the old smoochy smooch, kissy wissy. Hmm? You know Happy's going to make everything okay. I want to grab you all over. And over again. I want to bag you all over. Until the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
Good Sandler impression. That might have been Sandler.
Kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
Can't tell who was who there for a minute, so that was very good. All right, we have Michael Penix officially done for the year. He had season-ending ACL surgery, but Raheem Morris says the organization believes in him and he'll be back better than ever. So somebody had a good tweet today. They were like, the Falcons did the best they could to stay out of quarterback hell by signing quarterback to $180 million and drafting one in the top 10. And now they're suddenly in quarterback hell.
Yeah.
Once again. That was quick.
Neat trick.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the
grab bag.
The only thing that's real.
All right, the Cleveland Browns have announced that Shedeur Sanders will start on Sunday.
We did it!
So it looks like I just lost a dollar to myself. Because I didn't think he was going to start a game. I thought they hated him so much that he wasn't going to start. Now, I'm not going to the Cam Newton route. The latest Cam Newton,
yeah.
I don't know if the latest Cam Newton hot take has dropped. He says that Kevin Stefanski doesn't want Shadur to play well.
Well, I agree with that.
Shadur shouldn't even take the field.
Oh, well, I mean, I disagree with the second part, but the first part, I don't think Stefanski wants him to.
You don't?
Stefanski hates him.
But Stefanski's going to lose his job if he keeps losing games. Or he just wants out.
I think he's that's his release.
Oh, he's quiet quitting?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Top three teams in the college football playoff remain the same. Ohio State, your number one team in the country. Sure. Indiana is two.
Oh, yeah.
Texas A&M is three. Georgia, four. Texas Tech, five. Ole Miss, six. Of course, a lot of questions about Lane Kiffin.
Ole Miss has given him, like, an ultimatum. They're like, take the job. Do whatever you're doing by Thanksgiving.
He said 9 days.
He said that's not true, didn't he?
But that probably is. Also, what if he doesn't make the decision, then what are you doing?
So is it Florida or LSU?
Yeah, he's in the mix for both, apparently, yeah.
What would you do if you were Lane?
LSU.
Florida.
That's a mistake. I wouldn't do that.
Florida.
I would not.
Swap.
Stay at Ole Miss.
Yeah, Gainesville.
I would honestly.
I've never been to Baton Rouge.
I've never been to any of these places, but I would stay at Ole Miss.
I have been to Louisiana, Brett. But I have not been to Baton Rouge.
Do you remember when the Rebels were trying to change their logo because obviously how racist, I guess, the stuff was? Like a slave owner was like their little mascot. So they switched. They wanted to stay as the Rebels. And there was a big push for Admiral Akbar, who famously is a rebel in the Star Wars universe.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. They were going to do Admiral Akbar.
I actually remembered none of that. I kind of remembered some of the first stuff when you brought it up. But no, I didn't remember that.
I mean, their logo is like a Confederate flag, for God's sakes. So they were doing something different, but... Yeah, could have been. It's a trap.
It's celebrating the culture, Keith, is what it's doing.
Oregon 7th, Oklahoma 9th, or 8th, Notre Dame 9th, Alabama 10th, BYU 11th, Utah 12th,
yeah.
North Carolina
unranked. Get Bama out of there.
North Carolina unranked.
Well, I was going to say, in a Ducks household, I was telling Kathleen about this last night, Ducks and Bama, and then the winner would get Indiana, which Oregon already got smoked by Indiana, so yeah. I don't think she's loving that draw.
True. No, that's probably not ideal. All right.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I don't know if you saw this, Jones. Somebody texted this in.
Oh.
This is very good.
Was it their own proprietary information for the standings? I saw that text.
They can't do that.
Okay.
We already have that on lockdown.
So they wanted to basically add 4 points for a win, I think is what it boiled down to, with some half points mixed in.
I read that one.
That almost made it to air, but I read that. What
the
text?
Lowell Spinners?
Oh, no.
Have announced a return for 2026.
Oh, hell yeah!
This is after years away from the. This is from CBS Sport, CBS News. After years away from the
CBS News, Dan Rather broke in and said
it was Ted Koppel. After years away from the baseball diamond, the Lowell Spinners are making their return in a different form. The Spinners announced on Tuesday that they will become the seventh franchise in the future.
Thank you.
In the Futures Collegiate Baseball League.
Oh.
The league allows college players to showcase their talents for professional scouts during the summer months
while maintaining
their collegiate eligibility.
All due respect to the Lowell Spinners, this is like a Cape League knockoff?
I believe this is what they did in Auburn. So Auburn, New York, where my wife is from, they had a single-A team for a long time, and then they didn't. They like yanked all these single-A teams, like especially from the Northeast. And now I think they're like a collegiate type
Got
of thing.
It.
So maybe they're joining this one.
Cranberry League? Wasn't there like another
Cranberry
league?
Cranberry League?
I thought there was like a Cranberry League around here.
Okay.
Terp, I think Braintree had a Cranberry League team, yeah.
All right. Well, Lowell's newest team will play at LaLasher Park, which was the previous home of the Spinners. Blah, blah, blah. Lowell has had an affiliate. Yeah, they name all these players that were there.
The Cranberry League since 1960. That's a historic league.
They also have the league also includes franchises in Worcester, Westfield, Nashua, Burlington, Vermont, Jones.
Hell yeah.
A couple teams in Connecticut.
Yeah, those are the Lock Monsters, formerly the Vermont Expos. Yes.
Yeah. But what somebody was saying is I believe they're not going to call themselves the Spinners, so they need another name idea. They need a new name.
Okay.
Lowell what?
What was the hockey team? They were the Lowell Devils?
Well, yeah,
weren't they like,
they're the New Jersey
like,
Devils.
But weren't they like a some, it was the
Lowell
Lake Monsters? Were they the Lake Monsters? Am I mixing up Vermont and them?
No, Vermont Lake Monsters.
Yeah, who were, I thought they had another name. What could Lowell be?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Lowell.
They were the Lowell Devils.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show.
No, man. I know, but you didn't know what they were called, so that's why I was telling you what they were called.
Jones said Lowell Devils.
I did say Devils.
They said Lock Monsters
They were two different things.
I think they changed the name at one point.
They had something related to the mills, too. There was some Lowell mill something.
That's what the spinning is, isn't it?
Well, the Spinners. No, but like something literally mill something, I thought, also. Manchester had the Mill Rats, which was a basketball team.
Let's give them 24 hours.
Let's think about it.
We'll come back with a good name for the Lowell.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, we're going to have a good name for them
tomorrow.
All right,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA
performer. The Lock Monsters.
Oh, the Lock Monsters.
Yeah, it was close. Right around it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Lowell, we're getting a lot of texts from Lowell. Let me tell you.
Well, yeah.
Lowell is apparently we do well in Lowell.
Oh, it's the fighting city, Lowell.
There's a lot of Lowell.
Could be Lowell
right
Mickey Wards.
Yeah, true.
That wouldn't be bad.
Good call. Yeah.
All right. Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night, shall we? Was it Lauri Markkanen, 31 points, 5 boards? Was it Keontae George, 34 points, 8 assists? Was it Steph Curry, 34 points, 9 assists? Was it Luka Doncic, 37 points, 5 boards, 10 assists? Or was it Jimmy Butler, 33 points, 7 boards, and 4 assists?
I think you got to go with Luka.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay. We have a ball player who spent 13 seasons at the major league level.
Okay.
He played for the Oakland A's, the Philadelphia Phillies, the LA Dodgers, the Washington Nationals, the LA Angels, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Kansas City Royals. He was a right-handed starting pitcher who, if necessary, would hit from the right side.
Okay.
There also were years, looks like he came out of the pen. I remember him primarily as a starter, but also would be a reliever as well.
He began his career in Oakland.
In Oakland. Cup of coffee in 04. Got rookie of the year votes in 05. Hung it up after the 17 season.
That can't be Rich Harden. Rich Harden.
It doesn't mean it won't be Rich Harden.
I was kicking myself that I didn't get
this
that.
This is not Rich Harden.
Okay.
Also pitched in the playoffs for Philly, the Dodgers, and Oakland.
The Dodgers, and Oakland.
Danny Aaron. Well,
nope, good one.
Good guess.
Loved him.
I think we had him too.
Yep.
He was an all-star?
No, never an all-star.
Never an all-star.
Although in 07, he threw 230 innings. A workhorse.
Yeah, that is a workhorse for
he
sure.
He was a workhorse.
Right-handed pitcher, did some relieving, a lot of teams, 13 years, most memorable as an Oakland A.
Before Billy asks, he does have a nickname,
good,
according to Baseball Reference. However, it's literally just his first name and his last initial, which is not a nickname at all.
That's a hint.
It's, I guess. Could be considered Haas of the Week, 6'3", 225.
I've been bad at this. I'm cheating and looking. Oh, does Twitch? I don't see it in the Twitch chat, I don't think.
I don't see it in Twitch.
I'm pretty sure it's not what Kevin
text line has
there.
It.
Oh, do
Joe
they?
Joe Blanton.
He got it!
Who?
Joe Blanton?
Joe Blanton.
Oh, yeah. Nice job, Billy.
His nickname is Joe B.
Joe B.
Joe B.
Yeah, Texas.
The
yeah,
great Joe Blanton.
A popular one.
Yeah, he won a World Series with the Phillies. That's not pretty good.
I didn't see many of this, certainly in Twitch.
Yeah, he pitched well for Philly in 08 in the playoffs.
I see one in there on the text line, although it's hard to see what all the texts are because they're all
a lot of Lowell stuff.
Just people from Lowell.
A lot of Lowell references. $44 million he made in his career.
Oh, good for him.
It's real good for him. $46 million. Sorry, I shorted him. 46.
That's like seven. Who was the catcher we had yesterday?
Don't remember.
I don't.
That's part of my problem.
I actually don't either.
I live in the moment, Jones.
Who do we have yesterday?
No clue.
Well, this guy dwarfed him in terms of.
Oh, it was Johnny Estrada.
Johnny Estrada. Thank
Johnny
you.
Strata.
Yeah, Johnny Estrada.
That's Johnny Estrada.
He replaced Mike Piazza in an All-Star game.
Yeah, he went 0-for-2 with a K, but at least he got to participate.
Estrada, though. Yeah.
Johnny Estrada.
I made a lot more money than Johnny Estrada.
Not to
shame him.
No.
I would take
$7
million.
And fear not,
I would.
Fans of football, tomorrow, random football player returns. Right? Thursday night football?
Well, that's up to you. But yeah, that's word on the street.
Yeah, if
sure.
I remember what day it is.
Twitch chat.
What?
Twitch chat is... Oh, I'm sorry. That's for Kevin's... Kevin had an inappropriate guess is what he had. That's what he's... I thought he was saying, guys. I missed the answer.
Clean it up.
Okay. Well, that's a random ball player each and every day here on Jones and Keith.
In a grab bag. It's in the game.
The grab bag.
Yep.
We'll get you a random football player tomorrow. We'll get you WEEI afternoon, see what they have coming up, and the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.